afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Nick Erasmus. He is an instrument scientist from the South African Astronomical Observatory. And although his first PhD was in laser physics primarily, but then he moved into astronomy, where he has an interest in near-Earth objects, that's asteroids, rocks in space. So good afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon.
And so now, your interest in rocks in space, what is exactly for you most interesting about them?
What I like about asteroids is that it's something that we can investigate with astronomical techniques, but it's also something that we can actually physically visit with spacecraft. So all the research and follow-up characterization can actually be confirmed or can be useful for some sort of real space mission in the future, at least in my lifetime.
So I'm actually a bit age blind, so I've no idea, although I can see you here on Zoom, I've no idea how old you are. So what do you mean by in your lifetime?
Well, I mean, these space missions to asteroids typically take, you know, 5 or 10 years to plan and develop. So that's definitely going to happen within my lifetime, I think.
And so what would you want a mission to an asteroid to achieve?
Well, I think in the ideal world, this sounds bad, we will discover an asteroid that's on a collision course with the Earth. But maybe let's, in the ideal world, have it not too big. So something like of 50 or 100 meters in diameter. And by that time, and I think already we have that technological capability that we could maybe do something about that. So, for instance, deflect this asteroid. And so I think that would be really cool. So if we discovered something that's in an impacting course, the people out there who have the capability, the nations out there have the capability to design a spacecraft, and they actually try and deflect that asteroid. That would be something amazing, I think.
And what about sample return missions, you know, that what these rocks are made of? Is that something that also piques your interest?
Yeah, because there are theories that asteroids actually brought life to Earth. And so that's a lot of these sample return missions are about, to actually determine what type of material are present in these asteroids. So that is an interesting part as well.
For my part, sample return missions are really fascinating because I've no idea how the complexity of that engineering works. You know, how you get an unmanned spacecraft to go and land so far away on something tiny from our perspective, and then actually get back to Earth. Do you have any insights into how they do that?
Yeah, that's completely amazing. We haven't talked about the DART mission yet, but this DART mission where they actually try to demonstrate the technique of deflecting an asteroid, I find that also amazing. I mean, this was a spacecraft that was something like the size of a washing machine, if I'm not mistaken, and the asteroid itself was maybe 100 meters in diameter, and the spacecraft was traveling at 6 kilometers per second relative to the asteroid, and they managed to impact these two with each other. And I think the calculations and the engineering involved in that is just absolutely amazing.
But, I mean, impacting is one thing, because you don't have to be too precise, but actually landing on the thing and scooping up some of the material and getting back to Earth, to me, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah, the landing in a sense is a little bit easier because you rendezvous with the asteroid, go into orbit with the asteroid. You have not all the time in the world, but, you know, they orbit the asteroid a couple of times, fully characterize it, figure out where they want to land. And so it's a lot more easily planned in a sense, where this impact, you have one shot and it happens so quickly, it's in the blink of an eye. So I can't remember the exact numbers now, but something like 7 or, you know, a couple of minutes before they hit the impact, this asteroid was just a little speck on the camera. And so you have one chance and you have a very short window to perform this impact. So I think that's really impressive.
But we've only done that, is it the once so far?
We've only done that once. There might be attempts in the future. There have been, I think, a couple of sample return missions already. There's been one by NASA and one by the Japanese Space Agency. I'm sure there will be more in future.
Yes, I mean, I think that to become quite good at deflecting asteroids, we'll have to have a few goes at it before things get serious.
Exactly, because these asteroids are made out of different materials, so these impacts won't all be exactly the same. So we probably have to try it on a couple to be sure that we know what we are doing. Yeah.
Well, Nick Erasmus, instrument scientist from the South African Astronomical Observatory, we're all very glad that there are people like you around who are taking an interest in near-Earth objects which could threaten the existence of all life on Earth. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon, Nick.
It's a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FM.